Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, February the 16th, Pope Francis reiterates his appeal for peace in war-torn nations.
Leaders of the African Union call for an end to the violence and the delivery of humanitarian aid to millions of people in Sudan.
But first, the Pope has a restful night and continues his treatment in Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni.
And I'm Kelsey Gussie. On Sunday morning, the Holy See Press Office Director Matteo Bruni released a statement updating journalists on Pope Francis' condition following his hospitalization. The statement read, "The Pope had a restful night and slept well." This morning he read the newspapers and had breakfast as usual. Therapy continues. Pope Francis was admitted to the Agostino Gemelli Hospital in Rome on Friday for an ongoing bout of bronchitis. Following medical exams, his treatment has been adjusted, and he has not had a recurrent fever. As he is recovering in hospital, the special Jubilee audience for artists and the world of culture was canceled on Saturday, February 15th, and Cardinal José Tolentino de Mendoza, prefect of the Dicastery for Culture and Education, celebrated Holy Mass on his behalf on Sunday morning. Matteo Bruni confirmed in his morning briefing to journalists the Holy See Press Office is expected to release another statement with an update on the Pope's health at 5 p.m. Rome time.
Expressing sorrow that he is unable to be among the faithful in person, Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for peace in war-torn countries across the world and expressed gratitude for the medical care he's receiving at Rome's Gemelli Hospital for a respiratory infection. His medical staff has ordered complete rest, but upon the Pope's request, the Holy See Press Office published the text for his Sunday Angelus address, a text that included a message of thanks and encouragement to artists and members of the world of culture, whose special jubilee is celebrated in these days. Referring to the Eucharistic celebration held in St. Peter's Basilica on Sunday morning, and dedicated especially to artists gathered for this special event, Pope Francis said art is a universal language that spreads beauty and unites people, promoting harmony and silencing every cry of war. And as he unfailingly does, he turned his attention to conflicts wreaking death, destruction and displacement across the world. And he reiterated his appeal for peace, asking for prayers for those affected by war in Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, the Middle East, Myanmar, Kivu and Sudan, where ongoing war has given rise to the worst humanitarian and displacement crisis in the world, as Nathan Morley reports.
At the 38th African Union Summit in Addis Ababa, leaders have called for a halt to the violence and for the delivery of humanitarian aid to millions of needy people. Over the last few weeks, the conflict has intensified as shelling, airstrikes and drone attacks continue to pound populated areas. Speaking at the Ethiopia event, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the situation as a catastrophe of staggering scale and brutality. He warned that it was increasingly spilling into the wider region. Sudan's brutal civil war is approaching its third year, leaving a legacy of hunger, massive population displacement and chronic insecurity. Mr. Guterres said the international community must now show the same level of support to the Sudanese people in their moment of despair as the Sudanese people once showed to their neighbours in distress. He added that pledges made will be an expression of that support. He was referring to a United Nations plan to call for a record amount of funding of $4.2 billion to aid operations in the country. As it stands, some 30.4 million people, over two-thirds of the total population, are currently in need of assistance, from health to food and other forms of humanitarian support. The fighting has led to an economic collapse, sending the prices of food, gasoline and other basic goods spiralling, putting them beyond the reach of the average citizen. In a separate development, Russia has officially signed an agreement with Sudan to build a naval base on the Red Sea. This marks Russia's first military base in Africa. It's a significant step in expanding its global military presence. The deal was finalized after Sudan's foreign minister visited Moscow and confirmed that all the terms had been agreed upon. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo's South Kivu province, also mentioned by Pope Francis in his appeal for prayers for peace, Rwandan-backed M23 rebels reportedly claimed Bukavu, the region's second-largest city. The rebels have been seeking to seize the strategic city since taking the city of Goma in late January. The capture of Bukavu marks the armed forces' most significant advance since it revived a decade-old insurgency in East Congo in 2022.
The rebels' rapid advance since the start of the year and the involvement of troops from neighbouring countries have stoked fears of a broader regional war in a conflict rooted in tensions over power, identity and resources dating back to the 1990s Rwandan genocide. Congo is the world's top producer of tantalum and cobalt, a key component in batteries for electric vehicles and mobile phones. It's also the third global copper producer and home to significant coltan, lithium, tin, tungsten and gold deposits. At least 3,000 people have been killed in clashes between Congolese soldiers and the rebels since January the 26th, and 350,000 have been displaced.
European leaders will gather in France on Monday for an emergency summit amid U.S. efforts to make a deal with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. It comes after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke on the phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week to discuss a possible deal that many European countries fear will threaten the continent's security.
In the coming days, U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio is expected to meet Russian officials in Saudi Arabia, breaking a three-year freeze in talks with Moscow. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he was not invited to those talks. He has repeatedly said he would not agree any ceasefire which is negotiated without Ukrainian input. Meanwhile, Russia continues to attack Ukraine, leaving at least 100,000 people without power in Mykolaiv, following a drone strike on the city's critical infrastructure. Many are now without heating during the cold months, where temperatures are expected to plunge to minus 10 degrees Celsius.
And on his first visit to the Middle East as Washington's top diplomat, Marco Rubio is expected to push President Trump's widely condemned proposal to take control of the Gaza Strip and relocate its more than 2 million residents. Meanwhile, Israel has received a shipment of heavy MK-84 bombs from the U.S. after Trump lifted a block imposed on the export of the munitions by his predecessor Joe Biden's administration, the Defense Ministry said on Sunday.
The MK-84 is an unguided 2,000-pound bomb which can rip through thick concrete and metal, creating a wide blast radius. The Biden administration had declined to clear them for export to Israel out of concern about the impact on densely populated areas of the Gaza Strip. A fragile ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is holding in Gaza, where over 48,000 people have been killed by Israeli strikes since the 7th of October 2023.
And in the Vatican, the Cardinal Prefect of the Dicastery for Culture and Education delivered Pope Francis' homily during the Mass for the Jubilee of Artists and the World of Culture. In it, he says artists have a crucial role, not only in creating beauty and revealing truth and goodness, but in posing questions about time and purpose. Joseph Tulloch reports.
Pope Francis' homily at Mass for the Jubilee of Artists and the World of Culture was focused on the Beatitudes, the subject of today's Gospel reading. The message was read aloud by Cardinal José Tolentino de Mendoza, the prefect of the Vatican's Dicastery for Culture and Education, since the Pope is currently hospitalized with bronchitis. In the homily, the Pope said that artists are called to be witnesses to what he said was the revolutionary vision of the Beatitudes. This task involves, the Pope said, not only creating beauty, but also revealing the truth and goodness which are hidden within the folds of history, and also giving voice to the voiceless. The Pope then went on to stress that artists have the task of raising existential questions. Although we live in a time of financial and social crises, the Pope said, ours is above all a spiritual crisis, a crisis of meaning. We need artists, he said, to help us to ask ourselves questions about time and about purpose. Are we pilgrims or wanderers? Does our journey have a destination or are we directionless? Artists have the task, the Pope said, of helping humanity not to lose its way. Another key role of art, Pope Francis said, is to help individuals distinguish the echoes of good and evil. Artists are sensitive to these echoes, the Pope said, and are therefore called to explain them to us and show us which path they lead down, whether they are seductive songs of sirens or authentic appeals to humanity. Quoting Psalm 1, the Pope suggested that it is the role of artists to help those who engage with their work to distinguish chaff scattered by the wind from what is solid, like trees planted by streams of water. And Pope Francis brought his homily to a close by returning to the day's Gospel and Jesus' proclamation of the Beatitudes. In the Gospel passage, the Pope said, Jesus proclaims as blessed those who are poor, afflicted, meek and persecuted. This is both a change of mentality and a revolution of perspective. Artists are called to take part in this revolution, the Pope said, exhorting his listeners to, quote, never cease searching, questioning, or taking risks. I'm Joseph Tullock.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. You can join us, of course, tomorrow at this same time for more. Meanwhile, for these and other stories, you can visit all of our platforms. That's vaticannews.va and all our latest updates on Facebook, X and Instagram. And of course, we will continue to bring you updates and medical bulletins as Pope Francis continues to recover at the Gemelli Hospital in Rome.
Many thanks go to the fantastic Daniele Giorgi in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Kelsey Gussie.
And I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.